Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Walking out with your money, and I'll put it this way, because you haven't cared enough about that customer to really service them. If you knew when a customer came in that these flowers would save their lives, and it was your job to make sure that their lives were saved, your employees and your staff would do anything they can to help them out, to make sure that they walked out with flowers. This is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a 50-minute recording with a gentleman named Salam calling from Kuwait. Now, Salam was a paying client who paid for an hour's worth of my time. It was late California time when I was calling him, and it's called Growing a Flower Shop in Kuwait. So in this interview, you'll hear firsthand how to conduct an opportunity analysis that will quickly and effectively uncover the main areas of growth for your client. Business. This is also an international call, so you'll get the added benefit of hearing how to conduct consulting over a long-distance telephone. In the consultation, I talk with flower shop owner in Kuwait named Salam. Salam's shop used to be the only one in his area, so naturally his business was booming. Now hundreds of other flower shops are opening up around him, and he's finding his business is quickly going downhill. So I help Salam see how finding a niche in a crowded market, even with a commodity product like flowers. You'll also hear how sometimes large improvements aren't really necessary for long-term growth. If you can find 3 to 5 smaller areas of potential growth and put them all together, you'll see substantial results. And I'll point this out in this consultation with Salam. So in this interview, you're going to hear how to follow the money to quickly uncover the problem areas of business, how to know when to lead and when to follow. I throw out ideas during the interview, but ultimately I allow the client to direct the analysis. How to conduct an opportunity analysis internationally by phone, even when you don't know much about the region. Ways a business can stand out from its competition, even in a saturated market. Through this opportunity analysis, I find out that 50% of the people walking into Salam's retail store walk out without buying anything. And because he currently isn't taking down their contact information, he's letting those potential customers slip away. So listen carefully to the call. I basically walk you through an opportunity analysis. You'll hear how I find out about Salam's business, his customers, his competition, and his current marketing practices. So also hear how to dig just a little bit deeper to uncover the problems even your client doesn't know they have. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Salim.
Hi, Salim. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Well, I got your outline, and I got a little bit of an idea of what you have going with the flower business. Did your father start it, or was it in the family longer than that?
No, my father started.
Okay. And you're working in the business full-time?
Yes.
And how old are you?
31.
Is it a family business?
It's a family business. My brother used to work in the flower shop, but now he went out. He's a banker now.
He's a banker now. You had mentioned that you're an engineering background?
I'm a computer engineer.
Did you grow up in Kuwait?
Yes.
And did you do anything with the computer engineering, or did you just go right into the business?
I worked as a DBA, database administrator, in the biggest ISP, and I worked there for 2 years before I joined my father.
Okay, great. Have you spent any time on the website Hard to Find Seminars? Have you listened to any of the audio recordings there?
A lot.
A lot, okay. Did you see the interview with the flower importer from Colombia?
No.
You did not see that one, okay. I did an interview with a gentleman out of Miami, Florida, and he is one of the largest flower importers in the world. Have you heard of Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay. He sells to Walmart. This guy started in the flower business. He had a wealthy father from Colombia. He got into the business. He came to America, and you'll hear his story. He now sells to Walmart, and you're going to learn a lot from this, and this is exactly what you're doing. I mean, it's the same business, although he was selling flowers wholesale, similar to what you've described as one of your divisions, and he realized that it's a tough way to go, and he needed to move volume, and then he hired some of the best people there were who really understood the wholesale flower business, and then they started approaching the large mass retailers over the years. But you're going to love this. I mean, this is perfect, and this guy, he's older than you, but he was where you are maybe even a few years ago, but you're going to get a lot of value out of this interview. So definitely listen to this one related to his experience in the flower industry. That'll be good for you. You also mentioned that you had an interest possibly in Art Hamill and the buying businesses and also the HMA consulting.
Yes.
Okay. Have you listened to me do one of those opportunity analysis for any of those businesses where I take them through the series of questions?
I listened to one or two for HMA systems, and I listened also to the Art Hamill. He's marvelous.
You like Art Hamill?
Yeah. Why? Because when I first joined my father, I said, while I'm helping my father, I want to create my own company. And then I realized how hard it is to start a new business. It's very difficult, and it doesn't pay enough. Then I said, I have to focus, so I close it or minimize it very small. And I said, I will not put any time inside it. I will focus all my time to my father's work. And we get the fruit at the end.
Okay, so in the last 4 years, how much growth have you been able to bring to the business?
The last 2 years, I did not. It was losing, going down, not going up. But last year to this year, when I quit my small company and I focused with my father, we increased the sale by 15%. We increased the profit by 600% by cutting the losses from some of the departments that used to have losses.
What's your father's view on the business? Is it something that he's just really passionate about and he really wants it to grow even more and more?
Yes.
Is your market mainly Kuwait?
Yes.
How big is Kuwait mile-wise?
If you want to cross Kuwait from south to north, it takes 2 hours. And if you want to cross it from east to west, it's 2.5 hours.
How many people?
3 million.
And you're only concentrating all your sales within Kuwait?
For now, yes. But I have a growth future to go in the GCC country.
Can you explain that?
The GCC country means the Gulf area country. We have around 8 countries.
Okay. Would that be considered exporting to those countries, or is it all kind of within the area?
No. My target is to build a franchise system inside Kuwait and then export this franchise outside Kuwait.
Okay, and sell the opportunity.
Yes.
I see. In your mind, the franchise, would that be a retail location?
Yes.
I see. Okay. And in Kuwait, what kind of competition do you have in the business?
Now, the competition is big. Before the Iraqi invasion, we used to have between 10 to 15 flower shops. Now we have more than 500 flower shops.
500 flower shops?
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden are there so many flower shops?
Inside Kuwait, they are not very much innovation. They see something work, all of them try to copy. For example, if they see a person who has a mobile business, they see he's getting some profit. After 2 years, you see 10 mobiles near his shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the innovation is not big, but they are trying to copy.
I see.
A lot of cash, but there's not a lot of innovation. My father was the first one in our city to have a flower shop, and the first flower shop in the whole Kuwait.
And where is everyone sourcing the flowers? From the same place you are?
Some of them same, and some of them not, because I import from 6 countries.
So you've probably heard me talk a little bit about the USP, Why should someone buy their flowers from you? Are you able to differentiate yourself from all the other 500 flower shops, or would you agree that flowers are just a commodity at this point?
Till today, we don't have a USB. And now I'm reading further and further about USB because my target in January to find a USB for each department.
Okay. How are the flowers priced? If I was to relate it to dollars, you know, let's say a bouquet of roses here in the United States sells for, let's say, $20. Who's buying flowers? Are they expensive? Are they very low priced in Kuwait? How's the pricing of flowers for the public in Kuwait?
10 pieces of rose will be around $10.
About $10?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the customs and the traditions of flowers?
Arrangement.
So it would be $10 an arrangement?
No. The basket starts from 25 kg. When you multiply it by 3, it is $70. This is the average price.
Okay. $70 for a basket?
Yeah. We have less and we have high.
I see. Where are the most profitable parts of your company? You listed the landscaping and the contracts and the retail stores. Where are you really making the money, or where is the money being made, or is it pretty equal in all the departments? And tell me, what parts of the business do you really enjoy and what parts do you not enjoy?
I enjoy talking. That's why I told them I want to be in marketing, because I enjoy talking, I enjoy helping others to improve their work. So I told my employee that now I want you to help me to grow my company so I can help you improve your financial future. And we have agreement about how they will grow financially, and also a business plan for each one of them, how he can buy real estate in his country. So whenever he finishes work, when he go back to his country, he don't need to work. He will have something that will help him. He wants to work, it's a choice, not a mandatory.
How did they respond to that?
We have 600% improved by the profit. I think this is good.
So you gave the manager some incentives to do better?
Yes.
Okay. What part of the business is doing really well right now, or over a period of time, where has your father's business really done well, and which parts of the business have had a harder time? Where is the most profit in the business? Where's the real money? Where's the money made in this business?
Landscaping.
The money's made in the landscaping?
Yeah. Before 2 years, we put our effort for wholesale, and now these are the most profitable for us.
The wholesale?
First landscaping, then the wholesale, the fruit is there. But I think if we find the USC, if we find the niche market, if we concentrate on the flower shop, he will beat them all. Because I take the financial statement for the last 10 years, I entered to the Excel sheet, and I found that the flower shop alone was making more of all the departments now, because we have a very good manager, and the competition was not there.
How important is the location of it? Are you in a very busy area?
We are in a very busy area, but after I listened to the HMA from your website, I start to count how many people entering my flower shop. And I found that they are around 25 every day, the average, which is very little.
Very little, yeah.
Yeah, because our target is to 30 to 35 daily. This is our goal should be. The people who entering is only 20 and 25.
How are they getting into the shop? Are they walking in front of it on the street? Or are you doing any advertising whatsoever? Who are your customers?
My customer is medium to low in the flower, and in wedding hand bouquet, I have medium to high. These are my clients.
What do you mean medium to high?
They are willing to pay the medium average. The medium, they less than KD. It means $60.
Okay.
High, they 50, their basket. And 50 mean around $150.
Who are these customers? How are they getting into the shop? Where are they coming from?
Now you have around 25 flower shops near my flower shop. Before it was the only one. Now we have around 30. All the people know that this is the flower area.
So before all these flower shops, how much business was your flower shop doing then?
Very good. I told you the profit was more than the profit of all the departments.
It's not like that now, correct?
Yes.
I see. Okay. So before all the competition, it was doing incredible. But because of the competition, it's driven the price down and you have less customers.
Yes.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Well, I'll tell you one thing I like, and I see your direction, is taking the idea of the success of your flower shop and franchising that and selling that opportunity to other areas in the region.
I want to get out from the competition.
Yeah.
To do something unique.
I can understand that. You know, flowers, unfortunately, are a commodity, and it's hard to compete with a commodity-type product, as you've seen, especially with the duplication of ideas in that area. That's really incredible. I didn't realize that there was such a hyperactivity of copying and duplicating somewhat successful businesses. But that may be to your advantage. Would you say that that type of thing is prevalent in the whole region there?
No, Saudi Arabia is not there, and Dubai is not there, and Qatar is not there. I've been visiting these countries and been studying it. It's not there. It's there, but they don't have the financials to open. Want to copy, but they don't want to make risk with their money. Yeah, the income in Kuwait is high, so they say, let's try it. $4,000 will not harm us.
So a flower shop can be just like a little kiosk on the side of the road. It doesn't have to be a full store or anything. Is that right? Anyone can set up and sell flowers, right?
No, it's a shop.
It is a shop.
Yeah, they can rent it, and they bring two people, and they let them walk.
Let me ask you this. I'm sure after listening to Art Hamill, you considered and learned about buying businesses. Has it ever crossed your mind to just buy out these existing businesses?
Yeah, to study my business. Is it sellable? What is the weakness so I can correct it to improve my business? I found that we have two owners that are a decision maker, which is reduce the price. We have some factors that we should work on it to improve our company.
Let me back up, just so we're talking about the same thing. I was thinking, what about buying up some of these other retail flower shops, your competitors? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I thought about buying competitor, but I want to evaluate myself. Am I good enough? And I found a lot of mistakes in my company. So I said, I need to fix it first and know how to fix it. Then I need to buy other flower shops. And I have two plans. Either buy another flower shop and grow my chain as a florist, or I sell franchise. These are my two ways of expansion.
Do you see franchises in Kuwait currently?
We have Magnus, we have Pizza, we have...
Kentucky Fried Chicken? A lot of the American ones.
Yeah, hello.
Are those businesses doing well that you know of?
Very good.
Very well. How about the business laws as far as setting up and selling franchises in the region? Is it something that's not too complicated legally?
A lawyer will do it for you. I don't think it's a big
deal. No big deal.
Yeah.
So in Kuwait, you say there's a lot of disposable income. There's a lot of money there. And would you say there's more money in Kuwait than some of the surrounding countries?
Yeah, because we are only 1 million Kuwaitis. We have 2 million foreigners, and the price is getting up, so it's in our benefit.
I see. So you've listened to a little bit of the HMA. Why don't we talk about the business and see where we can find some hidden marketing assets where you could maybe make some improvements? I see one asset, you being one of the very first flower shops in the area, and that holds some credibility, and I think that could be something that you probably currently try and play on. But why else should someone else buy flowers from you or do business with you and your company? What are some reasons why? I want to look for a possible USP.
Some people came to us because we know their taste, we know what they want. They are being with us, and they like our work. And now they don't come to our flower shop, they just call, and we make the arrangement and we send it to them, and inside their budget and inside their taste. Some of them buy it from us because they are from the family, and they take special price. Some of them are friends, they come and buy. You buy from your friend more than the one you don't know because you have trust.
Right. How about the mail system there? Is it worth it to capture your customers' names and addresses and phone numbers? Is that something you've done? Do you have a database of your customers?
No.
You don't. How many people in Kuwait have computers or email addresses? How is the mail there? If you had a list of 1,000 of your previous customers, is it reasonable to be able to mail them something in the mail? Would the mail get there reliably?
Yes.
So you have a good postal system there?
Yeah.
Is it expensive to mail a letter?
No, 50 cents or 40 cents.
Okay, so that's no big deal. In Kuwait, is there a lot of direct mail? Like, do you get mail and advertising and offers and stuff in the mail?
We get, but not as much as U.S.
Yeah, have you been to the U.S. before?
Yeah, for 3 months.
Where'd you come?
Tifton, Georgia.
What were you doing there?
English course.
English course. Okay, very good. Did you go into Atlanta at all?
Yeah, I went for shopping.
Okay, great. Could you start collecting the names and addresses and phone numbers and contact information from your customers who come in?
Yeah, I will.
Because, you know, the most valuable thing you have is your customer list. If your flower shop burned down or something happened to the flower shop and you lost that, if you still had the names of your customers, you could let them know where you'd be reopening, you see? It sounds like if you have a reliable postal system, like we do here in the U.S., it's a very effective way in reactivating customers. You know, there's only three ways to grow the business, and that's to charge more. One other way is to get people to buy more often, more frequently. And the way to do that is to give them reasons to come in and buy flowers. What would you say from, like, the retail store, why people come and buy flowers, besides for events and weddings and things like that? Are they buying them just to have them around or for special occasions? How do people in Kuwait feel about flowers? I mean, are they in love with flowers? Is there any part of the custom that I may not know about compared to here in the U.S. related to flowers?
They like it. And the best event is wedding and having a new baby.
Okay.
These are the best. We have Mother's Day, we have Valentine, and we have Teacher's Day.
You're going to sell a lot more flowers during a wedding event compared to someone having a baby, right?
I'm weak in wedding. I'm not strong in wedding designing.
You're weak in wedding?
Yes.
Okay, but having a baby, do they throw a big party with lots of flowers?
Yep. Their friends buy the flowers. Yeah, send them flowers.
Where are you weak in the wedding part? Because there is a lot of money doing the weddings.
I know. I can do a very beautiful wedding, but people, when they have a wedding, they search for big names, and I'm not one of them.
Oh, they're looking for big-name wedding planners?
Yes.
Okay. But there is a lot of money in the wedding business, right?
A lot.
Well, you want to go where the money is. Let me ask you, who's doing the selling? Do you have salespeople, or are you doing all that yourself? Who's generating business for the business currently?
No one. All of them inside the flower shop.
No one's actively selling your flower services?
No.
Nothing at all.
Now I hired one person who have a shop, and I tell them you have to educate yourself now inside the flower shop. And from January, I want you outside the flower shop to generate business, to find companies. I think if you don't go out, nobody will come in.
Oh, absolutely. Look, what you're telling me is you're doing $1 million a year, and you're not doing anything except having the exposure of the flower shop. You're doing no advertising whatsoever, or are you?
I do advertising.
Where are you advertising?
In magazines.
How much are you spending on it, like in dollars per month?
Last year I spent around $3,000.
Okay, but you had no way of measuring whether it worked?
No.
Okay, I see. You hired a guy to go out and do some selling for you. One very effective thing I think that would be good for you is to use direct mail. Direct mail. That is mailing a letter to the people who you want to sell to, rather than general advertising. Can you get a list of the mailing addresses and the names of all the wedding planners in Kuwait?
Difficult, but doable.
Here in the U.S., it would be public record when someone applies for a license. You can get information on anyone, on any new business and everything.
It's not that public here.
It's not that public. But it could be done. What I'm trying to determine, if you had a list of all 300 wedding planners in Kuwait, you can mail them a letter selling them on you and your services and really doing a great sales job outlining all the things that make you unique, which I'm sure none of your competition is doing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you just focused on wedding planners and making it attractive for them to do business with you when it comes to all their wedding needs, you could capture a lot of that business, and you don't need any outside salesperson. All you need is someone who can articulate a letter, and I have experts that I can refer you to on that here in the United States and different parts of the world. I'm sure even in Kuwait, I can show you ways to articulate and to create a sales letter or a message that educates a wedding planner and identifies all their needs, positioning you as the only person to do business with. You know, to start generating some business from wedding planners would be a great way to grow the business.
Yes, leave that.
And then you don't need a salesperson. You just need to get the names and the addresses and the phone numbers and to mail a letter. And it's very effective and very simple to do. And once you start measuring, you know, if you mailed 100 letters and you got one account, I mean, it may cost you only $40, $50 to mail 100 letters to 100 wedding planners. And if you got one wedding planner out of that 100 to do business with you, every time they had a new person getting married and every time they put on a wedding, that's a lot of business right there.
Yeah, it's more than enough.
So you're tapping into all of their efforts and all of their work, and you become their supplier for their events, for the wedding, if that's something you can handle. Now, that's someone you can approach through direct mail. Let me ask you this. Could you become a wholesaler to all the other shops?
I am now.
So you're wholesaling to all your competition?
Not all.
But a lot.
Yeah, a lot. And that's why I want to grow my wholesale, because I don't want to be on competition with the other flower shop. I want to be on top of them.
Yeah. Well, you're going to hear an interview with Edgar. Well, he started selling roses, but that's exactly where he realized that he needed to concentrate his businesses in the wholesale, not the retail. Now, let me ask you this question. His business, as you'll hear, in the United States here, when you went into a grocery store, there was no such thing as flowers in a grocery store. Did you know the flower shops that you have there in Kuwait are now virtually a thing of the past here in the United States? That's how it was in the United States. Small retail flower shops everywhere. But this is almost gone, totally. Because the way the flower industry has moved is flowers are now sold in Walmarts, in the grocery stores, in the drug stores. You know, they have little shops within these grocery stores. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
The mass merchandisers, the big companies, the big corporations sell the flowers as part of their line. Just like in a grocery store, you have a meat department, and then you have a dairy department. Well, you have a flower department. And this is where the flower industry has moved to over the last 15 years here in the United States. And that's why the small independent flower shops are almost, there's not too many of them, I'll put it that way. Because they can't compete on price, you see? I'm just giving you a reality here in the United States, maybe for you to consider strategic-wise. Are there chain stores developing, like grocery stores? Do you have a chain of grocery stores where everyone shops?
Yes.
What are they called?
We have Sultan Center. We have Corporate Market.
Do you see flowers in those stores? Flower boutiques?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, no. I think it's a start.
In the drug stores?
No.
Are there drugstore chains there?
Yes.
Are there large grocery store chains all through the region there, or is it more local?
No, it's regional.
It is regional. So there's some grocery stores where there's maybe hundreds, 200,000, 300,000 of stores?
No, not this number. 20, 30.
As you listen to the recording with Edgar, that may be a way you may want to take your wholesale division is going for the mass markets, if you're set up to do that or if you want to do that. Imagine you get into one chain store. You know, Walmart is the largest retailer in the United States, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Edgar, yeah. He's in 900 Walmarts. You know how much volume a Walmart does? It's absolutely incredible. They do a lot of volume. Imagine if you just got one account in a chain grocery store that had maybe 200 or 300 stores. If you met with a buyer and were able to fulfill their flower needs and distribution, that one chain store, instantly you're in 300 different stores.
Wow.
And you could possibly do that with direct mail by mailing a letter to a buyer. And I know here in the United States, you can get the names and addresses and phone numbers of anyone. As a matter of fact, here in the United States, I'm almost positive any large business in your region in the flower business is probably associated with an association here in the United States. If you search for the Association for Flower Retailers here in the United States, you can do a search on Google and find all of the associations for flowers. And when they have trade shows in different parts of the world or they have trade shows here in the United States, the associations have the names and addresses and owners of these companies. So those lists are available. And they're available very inexpensively. All you got to do is sign up with the association. Are you members of any kind of associations for the flower trade?
Not yet.
What I'm saying is you can get the names of the large grocery store chains, drugstore chains in your region. You can get the names of these people and the buyers, the people who handle the buying for flowers, and you can contact them, whether it's by phone or through a letter. You can contact them and go make a sales presentation and see if you could get them to be your wholesaler for flowers. How is your supply? Do you have any challenges as far as ordering supplies and the time frame? Can you keep up with the demand? I mean, are you limited?
I can keep up with the demand.
You can. Where you're located geographically, when you place an order for flowers from Holland or wherever, how long does it take to get them?
We have a weekly shipment.
So you have weekly shipments?
Yeah, from Holland. We have a weekly shipment from Colombia and Ecuador. We have a weekly shipment from Sri Lanka.
Let me ask you, you say you've been counting the people who come into the store, right?
Yes.
So you get about 20, 25 people a day?
Yes.
And how many of them are buying once they're in the store? Any idea?
Half of them.
50%?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And then the other 50% who don't buy, what happens to those?
I'm not sure 100% that the number they give me is right.
Okay, that's all right. But let's say 50% are buying. And the other 50% are doing what?
Shopping around.
They're walking out the door, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have their name and you don't have any way to contact them?
No.
I would start today. Once your day gets going, I would make it a point to get your managers or whoever's in front of the customers to start collecting the names and at least the phone numbers or the email addresses or the addresses of your customers who come in. Now, how can you do this? You could have a contest where you could put a little bowl out there and you could say, enter into our drawing to win a year's worth of flowers or 6 months worth of flowers. You know, put your business card in here or can I get your name? Make them some offer. Or win a bouquet of flowers for your wife or your mate on Valentine's Day. Something. And just asking for it, you know, would you like to be on our preferred mailing list? And they'll be notified anytime you have any specials. A good idea would be you could put them on a reminder list of their wife's anniversary and important dates, you know, where the men always forget. Come up with something that is fun that will encourage your customers who come in to leave their name and phone number and address. Tell them you'd like to mail them a special gift just for coming in to visit the store. Can you come up with something fun that you can encourage them to do that?
Anniversary is something that's nice.
Yeah, all you have to do is ask. And not everyone will give it to you, but a lot will.
Yeah.
So look, if you have 20 people coming in a day, in 30 days, that's 600 people in a month, and let's say 300 are buying and 300 are leaving. Well, out of those 300 that leave, currently you've had no way to resell them. But if you had the 300 names and phone numbers, let's say on a slow day, and your managers are just sitting there and there's not much happening, he could call 300 people within a week and make some kind of offer to invite them down into the shop to come pick up a special gift or just to call and get to know the customer a little bit better and introduce himself. He'd say, hi, this is Michael from the flower shop, and this is just a courtesy reminder to remind you not to forget your wife's anniversary. You know, anything, just to start building a relationship. If you were actively building relationships with the customers, I mean, I bet no other flower shop has done that before. And if you had someone with a real good personality, just contacting by phone and introducing themselves and letting them know that they're their personal flower consultant and their job is to make sure that they never get in trouble from their wife and never forget the flowers on their anniversary and on Valentine's Day and on Mother's Day and on Secretary's Day, and that my staff at my shop will make sure you never get in trouble again because we'll personally remind you of these times and personally work with you to make sure that we'll take care of your flower needs. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can have your staff really service that customer. I'm just thinking, I would love to have someone like that that called me and said, Michael, your anniversary's coming up. Let's start thinking now about some flowers for your wife. Or Valentine's Day is coming up. You know when you see people in the store getting Valentine's Day flowers and gifts? The night before Valentine's Day. They wait to the very last minute.
All of them is like this.
Yeah, everyone in the world is like this. Okay? The same thing with anniversaries and stuff like that. And it's all about servicing your customers. Your customers come in, they're in the store for a reason, and there's no reason they should walk out with nothing. Now, just working on that part of the business, you could just double the sales easily of the retail part of the trade. Have you ever tried to figure out what a retail customer is worth, a good retail customer? A good retail customer who has money, how much do you think they spend on flowers a year?
They can spend around $300.
$300 a year?
No, a month.
Oh, $300 a month on flowers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a good customer is over $3,000.
Yes.
And every time you let half of those customers walk out the door, you're potentially letting tens of thousands of dollars of business go right out the door to your competitors.
You see it from this point of view, yes?
That's exactly what's happening. They're walking out with your money. And I'll put it this way. Because you haven't cared enough about that customer to really service them. They probably came in wanting something, but your staff was busy.
This word hurts.
That hurts, huh? Well, I'm just trying to illustrate it for you. You see, if you knew when a customer came in that these flowers would save their lives, and it was your job to make sure that their lives were saved, your employees and your staff would do anything they can to help them out, to make sure that they walked out with flowers or that they walked out with the information that they needed. I would start looking at those retail customers because they're valuable. I mean, if they're spending that much money a month or a good customer, they're valuable. How many people work in the shop?
I have one manager and one sales and two designers and three clerks.
I may come up with some unique ideas after we get off the phone, and then I can certainly email those to you. But I'm just trying to think of something really unique that really separates yourself. I'll give you an example, and you may hear it in one of my audio recordings. There was a guy in Colorado, which is one of the states here. Have you ever heard of Aspen? That's where all the real wealthy people go skiing in the mountains.
No.
It's a very high-end ski resort. What color are the taxi cabs there? Are they yellow?
We have the white and we have orange.
You have white and orange. But you've been in a taxi cab, right?
Yeah.
They all look just about the same, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well imagine most flower shops pretty much look all the same. Would you agree?
True.
Well, there was a guy, he had a taxi cab just like everyone else, but he wanted to be really different. And his taxi cab was called the Ultimate Taxi. For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com. And this taxi operated in a very exclusive ski resort called Aspen in Colorado. And inside his taxi cab, I'll send you a link to his website. If you do a search on Google called The Ultimate Taxi, you'll find all kinds of stories. He's had stories written up on him all over the world. But inside his taxi cab, it looked like a discotheque. With all kinds of lights, an incredible stereo system. He had an electronic drum set. He had a laptop computer. But he had this thing looking like the most incredible discotheque with the lights and everything inside this taxi.
Inside it, yeah.
Are you looking at the picture of his taxi?
Yeah.
His name is John Barnes.
Yeah, it is.
All right, do you get my point? Every taxi is the same, but with some originality and doing something different, you could really stick out. Now, what's the benefit of that? I want you to bookmark this site, and when we get off the phone, spend some time on this site, and I want you to see the free advertising. Okay, scroll down, and you'll see in green, you'll see all these yellow links. It says Taxi Magazine Features from 1990 to 2006. It's links to all the stories and all the features that have been done on his taxi. Millions and millions of dollars worth of free publicity written up. He charges an incredible amount for an hour in his taxi. And he has world famous people. I think he's had the Pope in his taxi. All these famous people come and ride in his taxi. All because he took something ordinary and made it really different. You see? And I'm not saying you have to put lights up in your flower shop, but I want you to think about being really different that captures the imagination of people and captures the imagination of the media. Because if you can capture the imagination of the media and do something really different, you can get a lot of free advertising and people want to buy from special places. And then your shop becomes very special. And when you become in more demand, of course, you can charge more for your product too. And that brings me to another point. Another great way of instantly making more money is raising your prices. There's another recording on my website. I'm going to put it up on your page here. And it's with an expert here in the United States. And it's about raising your prices. And it's a very easy way to start bringing in more money. And he dispels a lot of the myths. There's a lot of fear, probably, when I say, why don't you raise your prices? And you think,
people will not buy from me.
You believe people won't buy from you, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to raise your prices and tested it out?
My brother did it, and he proved that more people come and buy from him.
Oh, your brother did this, and it proved that more people came and bought?
Yeah.
Are the prices still high?
Some of them, yes. He made a special service, and that's why he was allowed to increase the prices.
Oh, I see. What kind of special service?
He sent the photo by his mobile to make sure that is this what you want, or you want me to change something, and he changes for free, and he sends it and make sure that client is approved before he sends it.
Okay, very good. If you refresh your salon page, and I just put the recording that I was talking about on pricing, have you listened to this one on my side? Do you remember hearing it?
No.
Okay, I've listened to this one 4 or 5 times, and every time I listen to it, I learn more. Now, he's going to be referring to a lot of the large mass merchandisers here in the United States. They probably won't be familiar to you, but it will make a lot of sense to you. And this expert has taught this for many years. He's put 100,000 people through his seminars, all based on pricing. So I think this is something you should at least listen to and consider the benefits of increasing your prices, okay? Now, if you do something really different, look at what John Barnes did with the Ultimate Taxi. He made something ordinary into something extraordinary. And because he was so different, he had a USP. He was the Ultimate Taxi. You see his USP? He took a commodity and made it into something so exclusive that no one else did. And see, he did it first. But because he was different and he wasn't just an ordinary taxi, he could charge extraordinary prices. So you being extraordinary, and it doesn't have to be the look of your shop, but it could be your service. You could have such extraordinary service where every customer who comes in gets a personal reminder message about upcoming events. When customers come in or you have a client, you could provide them a sheet that asks for all the important dates and events. You could have them fill all that out, and you guys can have that and have the responsibility of calling them or making sure. If you had a person fill out all these special events coming up within the next 6 months, you had all these customers doing that, you'd basically be just order takers. I mean, they're going to tell you when they need flowers, and there's no one else who's going to do that. So instead of the people having to remember when they need flowers at the last minute, you become that service provider to make sure they don't have to think about it anymore, that we'll take care of all your flower needs. You become a client. You come in and you sit down and we talk about all the important dates. And you see, your flower shop becomes flower consultants to the individual. And if you provide that service on a one-on-one basis really well with just an individual just for a birthday or Mother's Day or Valentine's Day, and you do that extremely well, they will start referring all their family and friends. And just by providing that extraordinary service, you won't have to do any advertising. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Now, if you can do that, you can start raising your prices. And they may say, well, your prices are 3 times as high as any of these 100 other flower shops. But you'll be able to justify as reasons why you're 3 times as high. And you can explain, we're not just a flower shop where you come in and decide what you want. You're going to show them all the things that you're doing that are different that you'll never get from any other flower shop. So you've got to come up with reasons why, and it's probably going to come down to service, because the product is basically all the same. That's where you're going to have to differentiate yourself. If you do become an HMA consultant, or even as you listen to some of my audio recordings, I'm sure you're going to get a lot more ideas on how you can do this.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you this. I'm looking for relationships with other businesses. Do you have any kind of database currently at all? You've got your database of your government contract, right?
Yeah.
What other database do you have? Can you think of ways that we could use that database to get more business, complimentary business? You don't have any database of your customers. When someone buys, what do they pay? With a credit card? Or is it a lot of cash business?
Some of them credit cards, some of them cash.
Okay. Well, since you don't have much of a database, that's really important, is to start building
it. I think this is the most important thing.
Yeah. Do you have a computer at the shop?
Yeah.
Okay. There is downtime. If only 20 people are coming in a day, you have how many people in the shop every day? Okay, so I can't imagine that they're so busy that they don't have time to do anything.
They say that.
They say that. 20 people isn't a lot of people during the day. So I'm sure what you can do on this downtime is start building a database, and then once that database gets to something, I mean, you could have these people making outbound telephone calls. If you find a list of potential customers, you could have them do telemarketing. You could build the flower business just on doing outbound telephone calls. You can come up with some kind of unique promotion, and they could be calling strangers, inviting them into the shop. You got to come up with some kind of promotion, and maybe you'll get some ideas of some of the recordings, or maybe I can help you do that down the road to get someone into the shop to buy flowers.
I'm listening to you, and there is an idea pop up to my mind. Why only buy flower on Valentine and Mother's Day to your wife? We can make it casual every 2 months or every 90 days. That will remind you to buy flower for your wife or a gift. We arrange it for you.
Here's something even better. You know, here in the United States, do you know what an infomercial is?
No.
When you watch TV here in the United States, an infomercial is like a 30-minute television show that sells you something. That maybe.
Yeah.
So the most successful infomercials are companies that sell continuity. Continuity is if you had a customer come in, and instead of them buying just flowers for their needs that day or for that event, you sell them a package. You can have a gold, silver, and platinum package where you can pre-sell them 10 bouquets of flowers, and then you have them fill out the next 10 events that they would need flowers. You pre-sell the flowers, or you could have Flower of the Month Club, and you could charge their credit card every month, and they get a bouquet of flowers automatically delivered to them. Do you deliveries, or is it mainly they come and pick it up?
I do delivery.
Okay.
Wow, this membership every month, huh?
Yeah, you could sell a membership to people. So instead of them having to come into the shop or call every time there's an event, you can just have them agree that you can charge their card every month for a certain amount, and then they get a bouquet of flowers of their choice within this range. You can give them a choice delivered wherever they want. So pre-sell it. You lock them in. They agree that you become their flower distributor for all their events, and it's just automatically charged on their card. It's like a membership, like when you go to the gym or a fitness center. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you could just focus all your sales or a good majority of your sales on selling memberships. And the good thing is you don't have to resell over and over again. You sell them one time, but they agree to a one-year agreement or a two-year agreement or a three-year agreement or a six-month agreement. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That could be a great way of increasing your revenue right there. And they prepay you, and once they're committed, they can't go anywhere else because they've already prepaid you.
Yeah.
We talked about direct marketing. Direct mail is extremely powerful. I would find out if you can get a list of all the wedding planners in Kuwait. You have a Yellow Pages there, right?
Yeah, we have Yellow Pages.
Okay, and the Yellow Pages have the names and the numbers and the addresses, right?
Name and telephone number.
No address?
No address.
Okay, so you can have your people who are working so hard in the shop, they can call the phone number, and they can get the address for you and type it in.
Yeah.
These things that I've been talking about, and I did this for a reason, these are the types of things you'll talk about to a potential client as an HMA consultant as well. It's called the opportunity analysis. Now, I didn't follow it exactly, but we hit on all the main areas of growing a business without spending money on advertising. And when you have three or four or five different ways of growing a business, when you put them all together, you can get some geometric growth. You can get a lot of growth in the business only if each way is only making small incremental improvements. If you grow in six different areas of your business just 10%, when you add them all together, it's in the hundreds of percent. You get huge growth. So you've got a lot of opportunity for growth, especially with collecting the names, the database, using direct mail, coming up with a USP, you know, doing something really unique, and it's probably going to be in the ways of service. Going after a large grocery store chain could keep you so busy you wouldn't have time to do anything, just one account. One big account would be more than enough. You know, you don't have to do your research. You may be able to go after some business that's already in there and do some investigation. There may be a chain of grocery stores that already have a vendor, but you can go look at their pricing and you can see if you can do better. I mean, you can work the pricing backwards. You can see what the flowers are retailing for, and you can figure out if you can do better on the pricing, and you may be able to take an account away. You may want to go after existing business. Do you know of any of your competitors that are doing really well in the flower business that have an angle?
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Wedding.
Most of them are the wedding.
Yeah.
Who makes the decision on the flowers? The wedding planner?
The mother wife or the groom wife.
Okay, so these weddings, the decisions are made through the families, not through a service that helps the family do the wedding?
A family and the family friends.
In Kuwait, people get engaged?
Yeah.
Okay, they get engaged and then they plan the wedding after the engagement, right?
Yes.
Okay, you may be able to do a joint venture with some of the jewelry shops, the people who sell diamonds, or some of the shops that sell wedding dresses. There may be a magazine in the region that new brides who are getting married subscribe to. Do you see what I'm saying? You got to find out, how can you get a list of newly engaged women? Do they put anything in the newspaper of engagement announcements?
Some of them, yes.
Some of them. I'm just trying to think. You've got to ask yourself, where can you get
information? There's going to be a way. Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be a way.
How can I find the new engagement?
Wedding dresses? Caterers? Once you have your direct mail piece or something that sells your service or introduces your business to them in a unique way, you should be contacting catering companies, company who does special events, bridal shops, jewelry shops, table and party rental, chair rental, you know, things like that. Any of the locations that rent out for wedding receptions, you should be working with the event planners at all the big hotels. See, you can have your employees doing this work. Give them a couple cell phones and let them get on the phone and start finding out who these contacts are. Call all the big hotels and say, can I get the name of the department that handles all the wedding? And get the names of these people. Once you have the names of these people, then you mail them something or you have something delivered to them that's very unique. Something that'll really stand out. And just keep in mind of the ultimate taxi, okay? That's going to get their attention. And all you need is one or two good accounts to really grow your business. I mean, you're not doing any outside selling right now. If you start actively selling your services, you can really grow this business. You can double it easy because you're doing nothing right now. It doesn't take a lot of effort to make 10 phone calls a day. Even if you did, it doesn't take long. Introduce yourself. Tell them who you are, where you are. Instead of selling them, you can ask them, what challenges are you having with your current suppliers for flowers? And is there anything that I can do to fill the gap? And they may say, well, who is this? And you just approach them that you want to serve them. You want to make their life easier. How can you fill the gap that their current flower supplier isn't filling? You're not there to take away any business. You're not there to take any of their current suppliers away. And this reminds me, I'm going to put another recording up on your page in a minute, okay? And it's on cold calling. It's how to handle people over the phone. Salam, this is a great recording, and you'll get exactly what to say when you make these phone calls that is very non-threatening. And if you got your people to make the calls for you in your shop, they won't be afraid to do it. They'll really enjoy it, okay? This is from a real expert on how to make cold calls.
I tried to make cold call, and they refused. They said it's embarrassing for us.
Who said that?
One of the sales. He said I cannot call them.
Oh, one of your salesperson?
Yeah.
Said that it was embarrassing for him?
Yeah.
Oh, that he's the wrong salesperson.
Yeah.
You're the boss, right?
Yeah.
Look, cold calling isn't for everyone. If he says it's embarrassing, he's not the right person. This is a great recording. This will talk about the embarrassment.
Yeah, I see it.
That's something you can listen to. That's something if you get someone to make the calls for you, you can get them to listen to. It's just going to put it in perspective, and it's going to give you some tools on how to use the phone effectively. You understand?
Yeah.
Has this been helpful to you?
Yeah, thank you. It's opened up some of the ideas, and it's compared some of the things that I was hesitating on it, like collecting the data and making a list.
Oh, yeah. That is number one.
And try to make a venture with wedding dress and jewelry shops.
So you've been thinking about these things for some time?
No, after I listened to HMA and some of the records in your website, I was thinking of these things, but I was not sure. Is it okay? Is it the right choice?
Well, it certainly is. It's all about service, and it's all about servicing your customers who come into your shop and making their life easier and better. That's really what it comes down to. As you service these people, they will gladly pay you money. And the money you make is going to be a direct relationship to the amount of service you provide these people. It's just a simple, natural law. The more service you provide, the more money you make. It's just as simple as that. And the only thing you really got to go on is to out-service your competitors. Because dealing with a commodity like this, you're just going to have to out-service them. That's how you're going to win and keep your customers. I hope that the Ultimate Taxi gives you an example of how to take something ordinary and turn it into extraordinary. And if a guy with a regular yellow taxi cab can do this, you can do it too. It's just going to take some creativity and some enthusiasm, but it can be done.
Doable. And this is the growth.
And then let your competition try and copy you. I'll leave this page up for some time for you, okay? And at the top, I'll put this audio recording up for you to listen to and to download again, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Now, the HMA stuff, you know, going through that system, that will give you a lot more than what we've talked about. It'll really break everything down, systematize for you. Well, you've got a busy day ahead of you and a lot to think about, and I'm going to be going to bed here shortly.
I want to thank you for your time.
You're very welcome, and feel free to email me back and forth if you have any questions at any time. I've enjoyed it. Nice talking to you. Have a good day.
Pleasure, Mike.
All right, bye-bye. Okay,
good night.
That's the end of my consultation with Salam. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope you can use some of these ideas that we went over in your existing business. And if you're an HMA consultant, I hope this opportunity analysis has given you some ideas on ways to conduct one long-distance by phone. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple, risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter, you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, his system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like J. Abraham or broke like Richard, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested in the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over a business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services, and it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, not uncommon for Richard's students, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you will make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your client a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief life as inactive customers they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips8, as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A, and then audio clips with a capital H after clips, .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own three-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA live seminar training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA group training video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would lasts for 2 hours twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA university, including online audio, email, telephone, backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA university, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous Joint Venture Magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There's no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professional professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 Different Companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 Top Money-Making Headlines. How to Up Your Profits in a Down Economy, 114 Tips and Techniques and Tactics to Kickstart Your Cash Flow. Yellow Page Success Secrets. How to Attract More New Business with a Riveting Ad that Captures Immediate Attention. How to Use Brochures to Grow Your Business, and more, 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Voiles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doctor, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers in strategic business contexts, use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services, offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products, package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, You'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Sinoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask, and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step exactly the way Richard teaches and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. And other popular marketing systems I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000, plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice, to take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips H. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.